You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to Talk With Us.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And you are listening to Talk With Us.
Talk With Us, guys. Welcome back.
If you are new to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe, download, and share this podcast.
Do that, y'all. Before we get into everything, it's just a crazy world we live in, y'all. But Lord, we will thank God for today and thank God for this day, this very, very warm day here in Georgia. So we got, what are you guys doing to stay cool? I eat ice cream, but I don't think I should be eating too much more ice cream.
Iced tea, ice cream, ice water, anything dealing with ice.
Okay, ice. I love tea. Iced tea, the drink.
Yeah.
I love it.
Not the rapper.
Yeah. Not to say I don't love the rapper as a human being, because I do, but I like the iced tea drink.
And I always
like mine with a little extra lemon juice in it. I like that tangy. I like that mixture of that half and half tea.
I'm not a fan of iced tea.
Really? It's good. It's good though when it's really hot and you got a lot of ice in there and that drink is like cold, it's fogging up the container. I can't get enough, y'all. It's so good.
A nice Coca-Cola.
Considering a fruity kind of drink or iced tea or... maybe a Sprite or something like that, a darker color drink. They just don't really do it for me in the summertime. I don't know why.
They do it for me.
I don't know why.
They're delicious.
But yeah, we're just trying to stay cool over here by, you know, ice pops and stuff like that. So what are you guys doing to stay cool to beat the heat? Because that's what I'm doing. Oh, and staying indoors until late afternoon. Because that's when the sun starts to go down. And you possibly start to get a little wind, you know, not a lot, but that's the only time we really can actually get outside and do something is when it's like late in the afternoon.
I know, but I'm trying to find a location for me to go. I'm trying to enjoy my summer and I don't know where to go yet. I don't know if I should go to Orlando, somewhere on the warm beach, but it's too warm. You know, I won't be cooked by the sun. Well, so I'm trying to figure out a place to go.
You can't exactly go to Alaska.
No, I don't want to go there.
You can't go to a cold climate place right now. So your choices are very limited.
I want to go to a beach place, but I don't want to be just burning up out there.
Well, you're just going to stay inside the hotel.
I know. I come out around 6
under the AC.
Maybe 6 to 7.
You can drink plenty of beverages. Oh, wear thin, flowy clothes when you're...
I got my beach clothes.
Because you don't want to wear nothing that's going to cling to you. Yeah. Where should you go? Well, I'm sure you'll come up with it after, you know, you think about the options that you have. You know, since the options are few because it's pretty much warm everywhere.
Yeah.
So you just got to pick the best place because it's warm. You can't really do anything about the heat.
No,
but you can kind of choose, which place is the best destination.
Y'all know the heat is good. Everybody love the heat, but I got to be real with you. Y'all know heat is not for, you know, us black folks. heat is not our friend.
Yeah, I know, right? I remember when I used to, work at this childcare facility, and we used to, watch the kids around the pool. And, you know, it's like a bunch of concrete out there, but it's not really a shady kind of place. And the sun would beam directly on your top of your head.
Burning you up.
And, I mean, it was used to be so hot. We used to be, trying to get to the shade. And it's, only, just a little partial of a shade. But we'd be trying to get our whole body into that shady area. Y'all, it was brutal.
I bet it was brutal.
But, yeah, you have to just kind of pick the best destination because you can't really do anything. You just have to try to beat the heat. You can't escape the heat.
You just got to try to keep cool.
Yeah, because you can't escape it.
Mm.
You can't escape it, so you just have to make do with it at the best.
Yeah. So, anyway, today, guys, our show is going to be What's happening?
What's happening?
So we're just going to give y'all a little rundown on what's been going on around the world.
Yes.
So that's why we're naming it.
Yeah, what's happening because
it's right a now, lot.
Oh my goodness, it's so much. Happening. It is so much. So you have to too ask much. Really, okay, what's really going on here, you know? We have been having shootings after shootings after shootings. It's been terrible. And it's like, okay, this is all happening in less between, you know, in less than maybe 2-3 weeks apart, more likely 2 weeks or whatever. And it's like, okay, what is really going on? And how can it be stopped? Corn, what do you think they can do about gun control?
I don't know. I think it's out of control. I don't think there's nothing they can do now.
Yeah, they call it gun control, but it should be called guns out of control.
Yeah, because there's nothing they can do because everybody can get one.
And most people have one.
Yeah.
You know, and then now they're coming out with this artillery type of weapon that is like a military grade weapon. So you're looking like, okay, how can you don't know who has one. You know what I'm saying? So, but the latest shooting was in Tulsa.
Another one.
Yes, another one at a hospital. Now get this. The person that was doing the shooting was targeting a surgeon.
Wow.
You know why? Because he said he blamed him for his pain. I mean, what is going on, Quee? What is going on? What is going on with these people?
I don't know.
It's absolutely crazy. It's crazy. Because a person is blaming a surgeon for the pain. Okay, everybody knows if you have a surgical procedure done, there's pain involved. It's a part of the healing. So this person looking to take out a surgeon because he's having some pain issue.
That's crazy.
This person got more than pain issues going on. It's so mental, crazy.
Mental. But, it's a lot of people going through.
Do you think it's just mental breakdowns?
I think so. Because they everywhere. They're popping up everywhere.
Well, they are popping up. Do you think some of them are just copycats?
Some of them are, they're still mental.
Okay, well, I was just about to get to that question. I was going to ask you, do you think a copycat person, okay, a person that mentally does something that, I don't know, do something crazy, like shoot up a place or whatever, and then the next day or next 2 or 3 days, somebody do the same thing now, and they call it a copycat. Yeah. But do you think the copycat person is just copying the person, or do you think that the copycat person it has a condition also?
I don't think it's a condition. I just said it mental. Because I just picked all the above.
Okay, now what? All the above. Yeah, because what if it has to do with race? That's not mental though.
That's hate.
Yeah, that's a hate crime. I think you can probably point the difference because a hate crime is gonna go after the people that they are hating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
Now
okay.
Like this dude who came and shot at the hospital saying that he had pain.
It's something wrong with him.
He could have a little something wrong with him.
It's definitely something wrong with him because you blaming a surgeon for pain. It's when that's life. You just been cut on. You're gonna have pain. So if you're gonna go and retaliate by shooting up a hospital, come on, see, and it's then it just points to that
much.
Just points to
guns.
How can they control guns when it's in the wrong hands?
They can't control it.
Right, because you don't know.
You don't know who have it.
Right.
You don't know who have a gun.
And you don't know who has issues like
that. You don't know
who's
going to flip out one
right.
day. You don't know.
Right, who would have thought that a person would flip out because they're having pain from surgery?
Mm-mm.
Obviously, he didn't have so much pain where he couldn't get himself back to the hospital and do what he did.
No, he know what he was doing.
Oh my goodness!
You know,
so we asked the question: what is going
mental
on? Too.
It's just the world. It's the world we live in.
It's the world we live in. But I think
this is the new living now. I mean, it's sad to say, but every time you flip on the news, somebody got shot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Somebody is shooting up a place.
Yeah, that's true.
So it seems like this is the new.
And it was four people that lost their lives in the Tulsa shooting, right?
Innocent
in the medical building, right?
Innocent people.
I mean, it's just.
Well, did they get him?
Sad. Oh, he's dead too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He may be included in that, but it says four killed in shooting in Tulsa medical building. shooter dead. So, I mean, the shooter dead, I don't know if he's counted as one of the people that, you know, the deceased, but it's just, I do not get it. I just do not get it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, it's like, you know, you're thinking like, is it safe to go anywhere?
It's not. You can't go and enjoy yourself
no more. And like
you
were saying, Quan, you was trying to pick the best destination for, you know, a vacation, but then when you look at the news, it kind of make you think twice about going on vacation.
Like, just want to stay home.
Y'all, this, you know, we're not trying to make this like a, you know, sad podcast or anything.
No, we just,
but it's just that we're just bringing to the forefront the things that are happening in the news
lately.
And lately.
Breaking
that's like, yeah, that's like the top thing. But I don't see. And when we say what is going on, what is happening with these issues, my thing is, I don't think that they can control gun issues.
They can. It's too late.
It's out of their hands, and there's absolutely nothing that they can do about it.
It's too late.
So,
yeah, we're not trying to, you know, be down, like a down show again, like we did with the Buffalo.
Yeah, but it's just a part of it.
It's just that when you're trying to find good news, mm-hmm. there is none.
Right.
There ain't no good news.
No good
Everything
news.
Everything is sad news.
Yes, it is.
Like lately, all on the internet, all on TV,
everywhere
everything
you
is
look.
Sad.
Everywhere
it just
you
put
look.
You in a funk.
Yeah, and it's just
make your heart just feel heavy.
Yeah, it really makes your heart sad. It really
does.
Mm-hmm. And our government can't do anything about it.
No.
Only thing I can do, guys, is tell you that, you know, watch your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to make enemies, because that don't help.
You don't have to make enemies.
Yeah, I know, but that's why. That's true. But that's why I say try not to make any enemies, because that won't help.
No, it won't.
Because you got people out there that you don't even know, you know, is aiming to harm you. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's enough trouble already. So don't go buying any more extra trouble by making trouble with somebody.
No.
Let stuff go. But watch your surroundings and just keep your eyes peeled for things that are strange and
yes.
out of place. And don't ever feel like you can't call for help or whatever, because you can. And yeah, just keep your eyes peeled for things like that, because we live in a dangerous world right now.
Sure is.
And they said that the House, which is the government, the panel swiftly takes up gun bill after a mass shooting. But all this time has passed, like Quan and I have said, it's nothing that they can do though.
No, mm-mm. It's not.
All they can do is get on TV and pretty much just run their mouth. But that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. So
on to the next news.
What is happening?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
With Johnny Depp? Who's Team Johnny?
I actually would go. I am. Okay. First of all, because this is a hilarious case. I did chime in and I watched some of it. And y'all, Amber Heard is just hilarious. I think that she was, for the most part, I think that she was not being truthful.
No.
She said a lot of things that just didn't add up. She had a couple pictures that just wasn't showing what she was speaking about. She was trying to say that Johnny Depp is
a
wife beater or whatever,
yeah.
A woman abuser or whatever. And but her evidence and stuff, and her pictures never really proved that.
No.
It never really proved that. She claimed that he hit her in the face and punched her so hard that she thought her nose was actually broken.
Mm.
Yet, in the next night, though, she's taking a picture at, like, this wherever these famous people go. And she's simply looking very pretty. Not a blemish.
No broke nose.
No bruise, no nothing. I mean, and then it's just ridiculous. But he was totally calm the whole entire time.
Yeah, because he knew that she was trying to slander his name.
Yeah, and that's what she knows. She actually cost him like deals
a lot
and stuff.
Of money.
They were saying like worth probably like $300 million in like movie deals and stuff.
Didn't they take half his movies off of Netflix and stuff?
They should put them back on. I'm not for sure, but they really should put them right back on, because
what, the Pirates of the Caribbean?
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
On Disney Channel. I'm on the Disney app, movie app.
But they did this, you know, without really having the evidence.
Yeah.
You know, like what they say, what happened to proving proven innocence. How that goes?
Proven innocent until guilty or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And they quickly remove, you know, his stuff, but I think they should put it back
They'll
up.
They'll probably put it back up there.
Because he clearly, he did not beat this woman. This woman is clearly insane.
He looked it calm.
Now, one thing I do believe that he is a hardcore drug abuser.
Yeah, they admitted to that.
Yeah, and he really goes hard with the drug stuff. I do believe that. But
that's a shame.
And that's a shame because it's, you know, he's killing himself with that there. But for his life, anybody he's beating up his own body. But
maybe by him saying that, somebody try to get him help.
Maybe so. I hope so. I hope so because I've always liked Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
I've always
a good actor.
Way back in when it was 21 Jump Street. I fell in love with 21 Jump Street, and then when I saw Johnny Depp, I was like, that is one cute dude right there.
Yeah, he was nice looking. He was very nice looking.
And so that's where I really started watching him and stuff like that. And he was very, very cute.
And he made good movies.
And so she...
Edward Scissorhands, that was my favorite one.
And so she came out...
I still watch that.
But my thing is, I'm glad the jury, you know, saw through her facade. Because she was at, in that time when she got up on stage and she was trying to talk about the incident that happened with he assaulted her with a ball and stuff. And she was crying. But the thing about it is her acting coach said she could not cry. it was hard for her to cry, and she proved that when she got up there and she was sobbing and
was she crying on stage?
There was no tears.
Oh my goodness,
no tears.
I didn't watch it, so
no tears. I chimed in. I had to chime in every now and then, and because Johnny Depp lawyer team, they were pretty awesome team. They caught her on everything. They like blocked her on everything.
I didn't know. She was the girl from Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I didn't know you were married.
She was the one with the red hair.
I did not know that was her.
Yeah, and she is literally, it's something wrong with that woman.
She probably messed it up for herself.
She's done. If she ever, she cannot pay what in the defamation case that was ordered to be paid to him. He was awarded, I think, 15, and she was awarded too. But she said that she, or her lawyer said that she is not able to pay.
She don't have that. He got the money.
Right.
He's the movie star.
Right.
She was in Aquaman, and that movie didn't do so hot.
Right. Aquaman.
It wasn't good. He is the one who bring the money home.
And so, but her coach said that it was hard for her to cry. And she wanted to bring this little palette of color, a color wheel. And what she said that she used to cover up her bruises and stuff.
Oh wow!
And it just was a whole bunch. You could tell
she
it wasn't
had no evidence.
No,
nothing.
No pictures of her just. Being.
But she had pictures of her like pretty glamour pictures and stuff, but no pictures of her being bruised.
And
up
one
and stuff.
Picture
I read
she
that.
And one picture she had like this little red spot on her cheek area, but she doctored the photo and she turned the resolution up so high so the mark would look even redder.
Dang, she did all that?
She did all of that. She did all of that. And then she sent out to TMZ. Everybody knows who TMZ. They all up in everybody's face.
They get everything first.
Okay, well, they got a scoop that was sent from her, okay, and where she was going to be, and that was outside of a courtroom or outside of a building. But she told him when she turned a certain way, I think it was to the left, or either to the right. I don't know which side the bruise was on, but I think it might have been the left. But she told them when she turned to the left to make sure they take a photo shot.
Mm.
And that was the one day. And she said she never goes outside without wearing makeup. She stated that herself. She goes out and she's always got a little bit of makeup on, and that she, and if she has any bruises or anything like that, she's always covering them up. So for that day. That when she notified TMZ to make sure that they get the shot.
Wow.
She didn't have
any
makeup
crazy.
On.
That is crazy.
So she, and then the worst part of it all is about the poop that was on Johnny Depp's side of the bed.
Yeah, Who's woman did that?
They want to say she did it.
Oh my goodness.
She said that the little teacup puppy did it.
I'm pretty sure the puppy did do it.
I don't know, but
she probably slept with the puppy.
No, he said, but it was on his side.
She probably let the puppy use the bathroom in the bed.
She might have did. She said the little puppy had control issues and stuff because it ate some of Johnny's weed before.
Oh my goodness.
But he said what he saw on the bed didn't come from a teacup puppy.
Oh my goodness. That's disgusting.
He said in his words, somebody, when he saw it, he was like, somebody dropped a grumpy on the bed. She should have been so embarrassed.
Oh man.
But yeah, it was a lot of photos that she doctored and stuff like that. And she said incidents that happened that most of the time she always claimed that, you know, she got punched in the face. And
okay, what I don't get is why. Why she, what she was trying to get out of this?
She money.
She wanted money?
Uh-huh. She wanted money. She wanted money because, see, Johnny Depp was worth way more money than she is. And when she had been doing this, like gathering this information and all that over a 5-year period.
Yeah.
So, but don't you know, if you were in an abusive situation and, you know, okay, take the situation like this. There are some women who don't have that financial status like that, and they're in an abusive relationship, and it's hard for them to get away.
Yeah.
Okay. But this woman here is with a actor, right? And she calls herself to be an actor also. Don't you think in the 5-year period, if this man was doing any of this abusing toward her, that she could have left?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to leave.
She didn't want to go.
She
didn't want to
leave. She had an agenda. Now, I would say one thing is true. They had a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
It was toxic. It was toxic. But
drugs.
Yeah, drugs and stuff and alcohol.
I'm pretty sure when they both get high, they probably hit on each other.
I do believe that.
But
he
then
probably
she tried
pushed
to put
her,
it
but
all
I don't
on
never think
him.
That he like punched her in the face and like
just
that.
Beat her.
No.
Nah.
Because she was always saying mostly it was her face. She had the bruises, but she only had bruises in the same place, and that was just kind of on her eye. They said either she went to a makeup artist, or she tried to, you know,
yeah,
make the bruises herself.
Turn makeup into bruises and uh-huh. stuff.
And that's what his lawyers were saying, that, you know, basically she faked these photos.
But why would he do that? Why would he just beat her in the face knowing that they public figures and stuff?
Mm-hmm. And knowing that they would have
to
go out.
If he's going to beat on her, you know, why not hit on the arm, on the back, where she wear clothes and stuff? Why the face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why the face?
He would have been in trouble a long time ago.
And like his lawyer said, you makeup won't cover a swollen nose.
No.
And then she was talking about ice will. No. If anybody knows Johnny Depp, he likes to wear these rings, chunky rings on his finger.
Yeah.
Okay. And she said that he pretty much wimp all the time. So she was like, so, you know, what, he decided to take him out before he beat you in the face or something?
Mm.
But yeah, her story, you could tell, she was trying to get something going for herself. And I think she was after that money to try to secure herself.
Well, it backfired.
It backfired.
Had a lot of people. She had a couple.
I had one lady
who was standing out by herself saying that she was there for her.
Uh-huh. She had a few.
Everybody
but
was screaming for Johnny.
Yes, everybody.
I mean, it's a shame, but.
Yeah, it is because.
It's a shame that she was doing this just to mm-hmm. get money.
Yeah.
Trying to ruin his career.
Right. And even Kate Moss, which is an actress also, or she was a model too. And she said that Johnny Depp a long time ago had pushed Kate Moss down the stairs. Well, Kate Moss testified in the trial on Johnny Depp's behalf and said that never happened.
Wow. Wow.
Because Johnny never pushed her down any flight of stairs.
Mm.
So they were kind of just catching her in it, you know? And she was,
it was
she should have known that. She should have known that case. She said that she knew that people would come out of the woodworks and testify for him because he's a powerful man.
Mm.
Oh, like he's in the mob or something.
He ain't powerful. He's just an actor who
that's
got
all.
Money, but he ain't powerful.
That's all. But she was like, people know that he, you know, is a powerful man. I'm like, woman, please.
Whatever.
You're just delusional.
Yeah.
And she,
you lost that case.
And I think that she's
now she got to move on to the next one.
Yeah. And she, the thing about it is she has had a history also of just, you know, violence and stuff like that. And they had plenty of recordings. She was recording stuff, but she never recorded any of the badly bruises that she claimed she had.
Yeah.
But she recorded them him slamming cabinet doors when he was angry or upset.
Or high.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she actually recorded this, had her phone and everything. And he saw the camera, and he was like, oh, so you recording this right here? And he took the camera. I think he threw it on the floor or something like that. But out of every incident, she never recorded her bruised and badly beaten face.
Well, at least the truth came out.
Yeah, so we had to ask, what is happening?
Yes, what is happening with these people?
So, yeah.
Our celebrities, get off that stuff.
Yeah, I won't say that, but I can say that
there's a lot of them on that.
Well, that's what I'll put it like that. There are quite a few of them, and I think this
I guess
is
you
why.
Can tell in the movies that he play, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, Jack Sparrow, he all like he
yeah, like a drunk, like something wrong with him.
But in any other films, he don't really act like that. But in the Pirates of the Caribbean, he does like he's been drinking.
Well, I wish he could get off. Maybe I hope that he can get the help that he needs to get off.
I do too. I do too, because it's only destroying him. And
in the long run, it will.
Yeah, her stories just didn't add up.
No,
so she couldn't.
Did.
So she really couldn't take him down. Mm-mm. And I hope that everything that was taken from him would be, you know, given back, because it was based on something that somebody made up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so we had to ask what was happening with this situation.
Just a little. Something,
and what do you guys think about it?
This is crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm like, okay, so what's next?
I know, right? I know.
You know, you're just waiting for the next episode of As the World Turns.
I know. As the World Turns, y'all.
Exactly. You know, that was an old soap opera name, As the World Turns, but it is so true today. As the World Turns, you just waiting. It's like, you know, like, what's the next episode?
I know, right? But before we do get up out of here, we would just like to, you know, send our prayers out to an old football player that we once knew to his family.
Yes.
Marion Barber. Used to be an old cowboy.
Oh, yes. And I definitely remember him.
Just send prayers out to his family.
It was so sad to hear that news. But yes,
I know.
Our prayers go out to him and
that was one
to
of the devastating news that we seen yesterday.
And to all other people who are going through.
Yes.
So we just let you know that we are praying for you guys out there.
Marion Barber used to call.
Don't think that we're not, but we are.
Marion the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our boy.
Yeah.
But we're sending prayers out to his family. And the other young football player who lost his life in that car wreck.
Yes,
him and his girlfriend.
And to everybody
just keep him in prayer.
That's going through and grieving.
That's right.
We will keep you lifted up in prayer. Believe
we
it.
Will.
We will.
With that being said, I think we're going to wrap it up now, y'all.
With that is what is happening.
That's what happening.
But we thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to our podcast and giving us, you know, feedback and just listening, you know, listening to us. We really appreciate you guys for hanging in there with us and helping us along the way.
That's right. Like always, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace, love, and we pray for much happiness.
Bye, guys. Bye.